Continuing our week-long look at the new state budget, more than $53 billion affecting every aspect of life in Michigan. Today, everybody's pet sore subject, roads and transportation. Crane's Detroit Business Capital reporter Chris Gouts is here. Chris, we know what we aren't getting, that $1 billion the governor says it'll take to fix Michigan's roads.
That's right. That's what we're not getting. What we are getting is, you know, pretty much what we got, you know, in the years previous. There really isn't much of an increase this year in the budget. There's roughly $100 million overall more in the budget and about $280 million of new money that comes out of the general fund. But that's largely just to meet, you know, federal matching dollars, just so we can keep getting all of the federal money that we're entitled to. And so it's kind of a ho-hum budget. It's just going to continue to sort of help us plod along and continue to try as best we can to maintain the level of roads that we have in Michigan, which are largely fair and in some cases much worse.
Lawmakers headed off to summer vacations without figuring out how to raise that $1 billion. When do you think they'll get back to this issue?
Well, you know, they say that they wanted to, you know, do some work groups throughout the summer and the fall. I haven't heard of any of that going on. It's possible that things might be happening. But I would really doubt that you would see any real concerted activity between the primary election and the general election. So more than likely, you're talking about a lame duck situation. And then, as we know, with right to work and other things, you know, anything can happen. It'll depend on the outcome of the election as well. And it's really going to come down to, are the votes going to be there? Because if they're not, then they won't try it. They're going to really have to take the temperature to figure out if they've found enough votes for the deal that they thought that they had, you know, before they left for summer break, or if they come up with some new ingenious plan that will bring out some new votes. I think that's kind of where we're headed, and some people aren't all that optimistic that anything will get done.
Governor Snyder signed that supplemental funding bill in March that gave lawmakers a $115 million kitty for special road projects. And I remember you and I talked about this the last time this happened. Most of that special funding went to districts represented by Republicans, and Democrats cried foul. What happened this time around?
Pretty much the same thing, only Democrats fare just a little bit better. I think out of the $115 million, about $41 million went to districts that were represented in some part by Democrats. And in announcing the projects, you know, Speaker Boulder sort of lamented the fact that he even had to bring up the notion that, you know, Democrats got this amount of money. Well, I mean, it was his office who purposely left out Democrats from participating in the process a year ago. So there are a lot of people, a lot of Democrats, who are saying, you know, don't stand there and say, oh, you know, woe is me, I have to talk about the politics, when it was very political the first time around, and it was somewhat political the second time, although not as blatant.
And really, isn't that $115 million just a drop in the bucket for what's really needed?
It's not even a drop. It's so small and minuscule that, you know, it's not even sometimes in some points worth mentioning unless you live in one of those districts. I personally happen to live in a district where one of the roads that is going to get fixed, and that is great news for me. But for somebody in another part of the state who's not getting any money, maybe if they're represented completely by Democrats, they're not going to see anything, and they're wondering why their roads aren't as important. So, it's just a small thing, and it's going to be some great press releases that have already gone out, and it's going to be some work that's going to get done in districts right before the election, because the money will come in August, and some of the work's already started. Some will start when they get their money, and so there'll be some orange barrels, come election season, and a lot of people, a lot of Democrats and others who are watching this are thinking, you know, that's kind of what the intention was.
Chris, the Secretary of State got some money in this upcoming new budget to help crack down on phony insurance certificates. What's that about?
Yeah, this was a subject that Secretary of State Ruth Johnson came up with last year in working with the state police, because they were finding just rampant fraud throughout the state, not just in Detroit, but really across the state. In one day, they decided to look at, you know, folks who were bringing in paper certificates, either thinking that they had auto insurance and purchased it from somebody doing a con on them, or they purchased it knowing that they really didn't have insurance and just hoping that it would sneak by. But in one day, they found about 17% of the certificates that came into the Secretary of State's office to verify insurance were actually fraudulent. In one really blatant case, somebody had purchased an insurance policy that they thought was good, and it had a QR code on it, you know, those funny-looking things that you can scan your smartphone on, and it takes you to a website, so it made it look very official. But when you actually did the work and you scanned the QR code, it took you to a website that had a picture of a llama, and it said, and the website just said, "Llamas are so cool." I mean, it was so blatant. And so there's going to be some money in the budget, about $1.5 million, that's going to try to help combat some of that fraud and help make sure that doesn't happen again, and making sure consumers are aware, but also enabling the state to hire some additional folks to help people out who have those fraudulent policies and also go after those who are selling these illegal policies.
Chris Gouts, Capital Reporter for Crain's Detroit Business. As always, thanks, Chris.
Thank you.